Hello, this is Mike Swant of WallStreetWindow.com. I got a very special guest today. I'm speaking with Olivier Tischendorf, who runs the website Tischendorf.com, the Tischendorf letter. How are you doing today?
Great, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming, too, and taking the time out to talk with me. We talked about 5 weeks ago. Back then, you were bullish on the stock market. You were seeing some positive trading setups, and many of them came to fruition. You also had notes of caution on a couple stocks, though, at the time when we were speaking, because they weren't really in great trading setups. Before we get to the broad market, what you think now after these weeks have gone by, let's take a look at one of these stocks. It was Tesla, and Tesla's in a funny position because the company doesn't make any money. However, it's very exciting. People love it. It's got a neat car, neat gizmos, and the stock went from 140 to 270. A month ago, it was 200. So it's a huge mover, and people love to play it. So what's your thoughts on it now?
Well, I have several thoughts on that one. First of all, it's not important if a company makes money or not, because the markets are a discounting mechanism. So they're pricing in now what they think will happen in, let's say, 1, 2, 5, or 10 years. So we don't know if Tesla is going to make money in 10 years or not. So that's the first comment I have on that one. I remember I said, don't touch this one because it was showing too much strength. We were talking about, potential bear market rally. And it showed a lot more strength than most people would have expected. And if I may suggest a good rule, golden rule, basically, I would say, If you short something, and if it crosses the moving average 50, then you have to reevaluate if your assumptions are correct or not. And I suggest using a moving average 50 for both. When you go long and the stock goes below the moving average 50, you exit. If you short and then it moves above the moving average 50, you exit. So with Tesla, a moving average 50 was at 195 at the time it crossed it. So it would have saved you a lot of headache if you closed your position then, if you went short. But then again, I never advised to short that stock. I think it's a classic story stock. I mean, this Elon Musk guy is the greatest innovator right now, also with SpaceX. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that company of his. Dangerous short. I wouldn't short it.
Well, the thing about Tesla, when we were speaking, I don't remember the exact price it was at, but it was a very, to me at the time, and I still kind of think the same way when I look at the chart of it, but back then it seemed like a very difficult stock to take a long or a short position because it just went straight up, where there's no pause one way or the other, and there still really hasn't been one. So I think you can, and then it goes up and people might say, well, you trailing me not to buy it. I'm mad or something.
But let me interrupt you.
Setups,
let me interrupt you. Yeah. It's all about setups. It's not about getting everything right and then saying, I told you so, etc. This is not my way of trading. My way of trading is, you need a setup and then you control your risk. And I think I said that when we were talking about Tesla, I said, stay away. And I said, when there's nothing to do, or at times there's nothing to do, and then it's, the best thing is to do nothing. Real trading is not, there's no way to be perfect.
That's right. And the other setups that we talked about, they did really well. So I'm kind of curious, because of that, what are you kind of looking at now when it comes to stocks or sectors and so forth?
With individual stocks, I'm not really confident in talking about individual stocks, except maybe for this OLED, which is the one stock I mentioned in our last interview. And actually today it broke out. Actually yesterday and today we're seeing some follow through. What's really interesting about that one is exactly what I was talking about. You have a setup. You have weekly on Twitter. I posted the chart with the weekly pattern pressure. You can see there a cup with handle pattern, and this is a stock I've talked about on my in my member for my members for weeks and months now. And what is really interesting about OLED is the ticker symbol. The ticker symbol is a telling name in that case. It stands for the whole sector. So this is often when you have stocks that are leaders in their sector and that have a telling name as a ticker symbol. Oftentimes you get monster moves with these type of stocks. So it's just one thing to pay attention to. Otherwise, going back to your question, I think what we are seeing now is constructive and healthy sector rotation. We saw, at the beginning of the year, the gold stocks that ran higher. We have seen the first attempts to run up biotech. I'm bullish biotech here. I think this is one of the most interesting sectors that could help prop up the indices. And also energy. I think they have more room to run. And you see, I mean, this, if you look at the S&P 500, it's not going down, it's creeping higher, and you have to ask yourself how come that the S&P 500 goes higher, and it's been a relentless move higher. And the only explanation, in my opinion, is it's due to sector rotation. So if you pay attention to sector rotation, and that is something I talk about extensively in my member for my members. We've been playing biotech and energy recently, and steel stocks, which are also very oversold. And steel stocks look similar like the gold stocks looked a while ago. Not as strong as the gold stocks, but very oversold, commodity related. So it's all going to help prop up the indices.
I guess my fear is that the market is. And it's easy to do this. It's when you're in the financial markets, you see it trade for months and a year, and then you can have a change in the trend. So, for example, with the mining stocks, they've been falling for so long that we've seen so many fake rallies in them since 2011 that it was very difficult for many people to believe that the low in January was real. Until they went up 80%, and because the bear market was so long. And now with the stock market, we've been going sideways for so long, that it's hard to, I'm kind of waiting for it to do something one way or the other, break out of this sideways or break down below it. And it's lulling people to sleep, I believe, and myself included.
Exactly, that's a very good observation. Yeah, but it's I wouldn't call it I would call it building pressure. So I think it's a big mistake to assume that the market absolutely has to go down after this sideways consolidation period. I think it's again, I'm not making predictions. I'm going through hundreds and I mean thousands of charts every day, and I'm trading individual stocks. I'm not really interested in what the S&P 500 does, but the S&P 500 can easily break to the upside, and you have to be prepared for that. And right now, the market is telling, I mean, I see so many constructive charts. I mean, I cannot possibly go short the markets here. I mean, if the charts change, I change my mind. But right now, I see a lot of constructive chart patterns, and stocks are breaking higher. There's healthy sector rotation, and so you gotta take advantage of that. And but beforehand, we talked a bit, and you were telling me that I was maybe a bit more short-term oriented than you are.
Oh, well, that's a big topic. But, you know, we both are looking at the daily charts. And when you look at the daily charts, you're looking at these chart patterns, and we're both trying to make sense of what we think is going on. And that's what we all do. that's just the nature. However, what I've done over the years with my own money is try to not invest based on simply the short-term trend, but try to figure out what I think is going to be in a bull market for a couple years. And that's, you know, that's tough, you know, it's the problem is, how do you get entry points? You know, this is another problem. For example, the gold stocks, right? They've soared up, and you know, that looks like a new bull market to me. They've gone through the 200-day moving average, clearly after being below it for so long, for years. So to me, that's something that I think has great potential for big gains. You know, we already seen 80% gains. I think we can see big gains over the next couple of years with the S&P 500. I don't know what the gains are from here. You know, it's the last bottom was 2009, but that doesn't mean anything to do with what it'll do next week or next month. You know, the gold stocks are down today. They could fall, you know, for a week or two. I have no idea. And the stock market could go up for a week or two. So, and if you're running a hedge fund or something, you've got to think about monthly gains, you know, not what's got the most upside for a couple of years. So fundamental analysis and looking at what the price you're paying for earnings and all this kind of stuff doesn't really make any sense for someone running a hedge fund or whatever. So how do you invest in a longer time frame? And it's tricky to get a good entry point, you know, and the only way I know to do it is to just, what I try to do is take smaller positions in individual markets or sectors. So I got like 20% of my money in the gold stock sector, for example, and I'm not trying to trade in and out of that, and okay, I'm just holding it, but that's what I'm doing, so...
I mean, there's two things I want to comment on. It's all about, first of all, it's all about pattern pressure. When you think about this OLED, the stock I mentioned earlier, that there's tremendous pattern pressure there, and it's not, you know, pattern pressure that's going to provide the fuel for a 1 week or 2 month upside move. This could go on for much longer. It's mm-hmm. If you pull up the weekly chart, this is extreme pattern pressure. So I have a background as a position trader. I'm interested. I mean, maybe not as long term as you are, but you know, I'm really interested in stuff that has the potential to move for several months. So OLED is one stock that provides this, that has this kind of setup. Going back to the gold stocks, I agree with you. The key here is that we were talking about that in our previous interviews. The way they went through their moving average 200, the decisive move through the moving average 200, and then that's even more important, is the separation move away from the moving average 200. That means the higher they go, the more bullish in the long term you have to be. So right now, I do think we're extended with gold stocks. I think other sectors are more interesting in terms of pattern pressure. I could be wrong, but, and we talked about that beforehand. Me personally, I'm going to focus on entering gold stocks you know, in, let's say in July, which is typically the, from a seasonality perspective, this typically offers the best entries. And now we have the setup, we have the initial super run, and now we have, let's say, 1 or 2 months. They can consolidate a bit. That doesn't mean that the gold stocks are going to get killed or something like that. They just need time to digest the moves. Some will hold up very well. Some will get killed again. And then, you know, in July, I'll be looking to trade the ones with the best technical setups. But I'm sure we're going to do a few interviews, or at least at the time, and then over time we will try to figure out which ones are the most interesting, you know, maybe from your perspective, and which is probably a bit more fundamentally based, and mine, which is more technically based.
Well, when it comes to the stock market, what's the most interesting sector that you see right now? You think the biotech sector or energy?
Both.
Yeah.
It's really, really difficult. And I, you know, if I'm wrong, I change my mind. I mean, I hate to say that, or I have to say that, I should probably say.
It's the way this business works.
it's what most people have a lot of trouble with that. But, you know, I mean, I have strong opinions, but if the market proves me wrong, I have to get out. You know, I mean, this is not, you know, you get paid by doing what the market tells you to do, not something else. So, yes, I mean, here's the thing. If the S&P 500, I mean, there's a lot of people out there who are doubting this move. They still think that this is the S&P 500 has to crash. What are these people doing? They're putting their money where their mouth is. That means they're shorting the market. And if the market goes higher, I mean, it's gonna attract even more, and then you have to look at the sectors that can propel the market higher, and I think biotech is. You have to monitor that sector. Let's put it that way. I think it's an interesting.
I think that's a really good point, because if you think back to 2014. In the fall, there was a correction then, and during that correction, the biotech sector actually held up relative to other sectors and emerged as a leader. In 2014, in October, November, there was a dip there, and out of that dip, biotech just took off and helped provide some leadership in the market. And then probably, let's say, some point last year, in the first quarter last year, the so-called FANG sector, you know, had leadership, Apple, Facebook. There was some attempts at leadership last year in banking. The biotech faded in leadership, but the bank stocks had a pop, and home builders had a pop after July, I think it was. But nothing got sustained new leadership in the market except for
sector.
That's what we need, something new.
Yeah, this is the rotation we are seeing constantly. And, I mean, if you want to talk about biotech, this is what I talked about in my membership website, so I'm going to explain that. What I did a video where I explained what I see, and we see a almost 12-year setup here from 2001 to 2012. So this is let's call it a very big cup with handle pattern. And then let's say around 100 and the stock went to 350. I'm talking about IBB here, the iShares biotech ETF. And now we are trading at 280. This is a threefold increase after a 12-year basing pattern. I think there's no way this is the end of the bull market in biotech. Think about, you know, the super bull markets. You know, in general, you have a 10 bagger with the index. You know, you have gold going from 50 or 30. I mean, what was it, the super bull market in the 70s? I don't even remember the numbers, but let's say from $50 somewhere to 800, something like that. So that's easily more than a 10 bagger. So the biotechs have, in terms of IBB, has doubled. I mean, and this is the end. I highly doubt this is the end. I think this is gonna, I'm not making any predictions, but in terms of bull market duration, I mean, this has to go higher.
Sure. Well, as we wrap up, are there any other thoughts you'd like to share?
In terms of the market?
Or just in, I'd like to tell people to check out your website, TischendorferF.com. I'll have a link to it below this video, and I recommend people subscribe. I follow your information because it's interesting to me to get your take on the market and see what you're looking at. I follow a wide group of different people and so forth. Could you tell us, the listeners, what they can get if they sign up?
Yeah, sure. So as I said, I mean, I'm my job is to produce great trading ideas and to provide good picks, etc. But that's not the main thing I provide. The main thing I provide is I want people to know exactly what I think when I go through my charts. And what we talked about today now, you know, the biotech and why I think it has the potential to go higher, or even stuff like OLED when I comment on the importance of a ticker symbol for a potential move, all these kinds of things. I talk about that in my videos. And you know, to sum it up, it's really, I want people to know how to think as a trader, and I want them to be independent and to think independently, and that's what I provide.
Definitely. Well, thanks for taking the time to talk with me and my listeners, and hopefully you'll be around to do another interview in a couple weeks.
Hey, sure. Thanks for having me. It was a great pleasure.